This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Well, that it does. And that future is now for the Phillies. Dave Dombrowski has 30-plus hours to finish this team and put them over the hump to win a World Series. All right, welcome back. Midday Show, Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillian. Joining us right now to talk Phils, the deadline. And we got to get some more context on the quote in a story a couple days ago, Bryce Harper, when Bryce used Eugenio Suarez's name in there about, you know, where he'll move around. Todd Zielecki, MLB.com, also the Phillies show with Jim Salisbury and Ruben Amar. He's with us right now on the eve of the trade deadline. Todd, how you doing?
Todd.
Yeah. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good, Todd. My question to you is, what happened, like, if you know any more information about the Bryce Harper commissioner thing, was that as bad as I made it out to be?
it was funny talking to Bryce about it the other day. He didn't want to get any details, but obviously he didn't dispute any of the details. And it just kind of shows you where these two sides are going forward in terms of the labor dispute that with the CBA expired after next season. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed. I think everybody is. Nobody wants to lose baseball. But, two very passionate people.
That's the way you want to frame it today?
Yeah, two very passionate people talking about a very serious matter. So I hope when they get to the negotiating table, it's going to be rough, I'm sure, but hopefully they can get it done.
So, Todd, Bryce is about, what, 6'6", ain't he? About 6'6"?
No, he's like 6'2", Hugh.
What you talking about? I'm just asking. Todd's there every day. He know. He's about 6'6", right? About 6'6".
He's a big dude.
See?
He's a big dude.
Yeah, about 6'6",
Hugh. But he's a big dude.
Man, why don't y'all be quiet and let Todd talk, man? He's giving us the skinny.
Well, so we need the skinny on this. So, Todd, we saw your article the other day with Bryce and kind of reiterating that he would play the outfield if the team acquired another infielder and they needed someone to move there. And we were struck by, in the quote in your story, he used Suarez, Eugenio Suarez's name. Now, what did you ask him? Like, what was the question that led to him saying? Because I feel like around this time of the year, players generally don't say, like, this specific player. They will say, like, if we get an infielder. What did you ask him? How did he land saying, yeah, if we get Suarez, I'll play the outfield, but maybe jump back to first on days he has off?
Right, yeah. I mean, in fairness, I did say to him, because as I was talking to him about this, remember, he went to the Phillies in the offseason and said, I will go to the outfield if you can get the right guy. And that guy, right guy, was Pete Alonso in the offseason. Talked to him again about spring training. He said, yeah, that offer is still on the table. So as I circled back to him on Monday and said, I just want to make sure, is that offer still on the table? And he said, yes. And we were talking about it. And I said, you know, you're probably not going to do it for just anybody. I said, obviously, like a guy like Suarez would be a guy you would move out to left field for or consider a position change. And he said, yeah, you know, absolutely. And that's why he mentioned him by name, because I first mentioned Suarez by name. But, he did add in there, he's like, you know, Dave's not going to ask me to move unless we get the right guy. And the right guy, I think, in the minds of everybody, is a big right-handed bat or just a bat that you can fit into the middle of the lineup to hit behind Bryce Harper and Kyle Schwarber. And Suarez is really the guy. I mean, I don't know if they're going to get it done. unfortunately, the imaging on his right hand the other day turned out to be negative. But Bryce wants to win, and he's played the outfield before, obviously. And he, you know, he had no problems reiterating the fact, yes, if they come to me, if we get the right guy, I will 100% move to left field or to the outfield to make this happen, make this work.
Todd, it kind of feels like with what Bryce has said and the way that this, like some of the stories we hear coming out of the clubhouse, that this team is feeling kind of, I don't want to say desperate, but they're kind of pressed to try to win a World Series. Now, is that the right way to assess this?
Yeah, I think so. I think they absolutely, I mean, they're very smart. They know their strengths. They know their weaknesses. They know Kyle Schwarber's a free agent. JT Realmuto, Ranger Suarez are free agents after the season. They know that these guys are in their early 30s and, you know, how many more years of injury-free, productive baseball do all these guys have left in them? And so they know that they really want to strike right now. And if you talk to any player, I remember Roy Halladay saying this before the July 2011 trade deadline, saying, listen, I want Ruben to go out and get somebody big. I want him to go out and get somebody big. Prospects were great. But he's like, I don't care about the prospects. I might not be here in 3 to 4 years. You know what I mean? When these guys come up and start getting productive, I want to win now. And I think all of those players in the clubhouse feel that way. They want the Phillies to go out, get a closer, get a bat, do anything that they can to give them the best position to win. I mean, they feel like Kyle Schwarber will be back next year, but maybe he's not. Now what? So, you know, are you going to not make a big move because you think, you know, Aiden Miller is, are you 100% sure he's going to become an all-star? Are you convinced that 3-4 years down the road, Eduardo Tait's going to be a great catcher or Arun Escobar? Those are the questions they need to ask. But in the minds of the players, again, they want to win now. And so, hey, trade a prospect to get it done.
Todd, as we forecast this thing a little over 30 hours out, the reporting seems to still be bullpen piece and a bat. Do you get a sense it matters more to them what the better one? Like, I'll put it this way. If they could get a great bullpen arm and a pretty good bat, or a great bat and a pretty good bullpen arm, what do you think their preference would be down the stretch here?
I think the closer, the really good lockdown ninth inning closer, I think is their priority. You know, there is interest in Ryan Helsley, obviously. There's interest from the Cardinals and some of the Phillies' top prospects. You know, they've been scouting him. Like any team that has a closer has been scouting the Phillies system. But I think the Phillies understand that they really need that ninth inning guy to lock things down. And then you can bump down Strom and Kirkering. You know, you got Alvarado for the final few weeks of the season. Maybe you move Jesus Luzardo into the bullpen at some point. But I think that is the priority. Just because Suarez is a rental, maybe the asking price is going to be too high. You know, Luis Robert Jr., he would make some sense for sure, but at what price? And, you know, if they don't do anything to improve the offense, you know, maybe that's the time that they call Justin Crawford and give him a look. You know, Dave Dombrowski kind of hinted at that last week when he spoke in Philadelphia, saying, you know, we need to kind of see how things shake out over the next week or so before we really figure out what we're going to do with Justin Crawford. I took that as, you know, if they don't make an upgrade offensively, that Justin Crawford is going to be up at some point.
Todd, last one for you. As you kind of look into your crystal ball, if you had to guess, do you think this deadline will be different than the last two? I mean, the last two, they try to put around the margins, right? It was Rodolfo Castro, Michael Lorenzen, and then last year, Tanner Banks. And we know they tried with Austin Hayes, and unfortunately, his tenure here didn't work out. Do you get the sense this one's going to be different? And however the musical chairs play out, that they're going to land someone that they're going to, we're going to be excited about, and they are too?
Boy, that's a great question, because right now I feel like there's a lot of, man, the prices are so high all across baseball. But I do think that Dave Dombrowski understands this situation, and I do think when push comes to shove, he's going to do what is needed to improve this team, even if it's just that lockdown closer. Maybe it is only Ryan Helsley, but maybe I do think they're going to do something of significance. I saw what I heard what Jim said yesterday, I guess it was, that there'd be disappointed veteran clubhouse. And I absolutely, you know, believe that is the case, that they want to win. Like I said earlier, they see what's going on in front of them. They know who's a free agent. They know they're getting older. They want to strike now. And so I think there will be some disappointment if they go, hey, you know, all we could do is get this eighth inning setup type guy, and we're just going to move forward with what they have.
It's going to be a fascinating next couple of days. Todd, we appreciate it. We know it's a busy time for you. Thank you for hopping on. We'll be listening to the Phillies show, and we'll catch up soon. Thank you, Todd.
Appreciate you.
Thanks, guys.
There he goes. Todd Zielecki, MLB.com. So a lot there from Todd. He does think they're going to make a bigger move this time than the last 2 years.
Yeah.
He did. He didn't want to. I think he was letting you down easy. The price is not 6'6".
He said he was a big dude. He did say he was a big dude.
Of course, he's a big dude. I mean, he's
about 6'5".
6'3". I mean, I think that's more.
About 6'4".
Yeah, in line with that. But also, he said the same thing in his own way that Jim Salisbury said yesterday, that there's going to be a lot of disappointed people in that clubhouse if they don't make a big move.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
That I know that jumps out to a lot of people, but I still feel like it's a lot. It's a smoke screen. I still feel like they're not going to do
the
it.
The smoke screen.
Yeah. Smoke screen.
A little bit.
Company like man Douglas over here. Is I just off feel like the it rails. Is.
How many times have we heard that they say that they're going
know, but,
to do?
I know, but now
the time is now.
I think their mortality is in front of them.
Huge mortality is in front of them. I think the messaging's been a little bit different this year, though.
It has. Yeah.
Like, because now it's like Dombrowski knows that the time is now to go all in.
And yeah, I think and guys some of are it was, getting older, not getting any younger.
Yeah, plus, like, there's added pressure now. I don't remember this being a thing with Bryce Harper's putting so much. Mm-hmm. He's put so much pressure on them to go make a move. I think Harper's getting tired of those down the middle moves from the last few seasons.
You know what else he's getting tired of? No one pitching to him in October.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
yeah, that,
I mean,
that could be a little bit
Alec Bohm throwing tantrums when he's got to be the guy to protect Bryce Harper.
And I mean, let's be real. He can't say it, but like, he's basically saying, Dave, we can't do this crap anymore. Like, Bohm can't hit behind me in October. Can you get a real bat in here to hit behind me so we can go win the World Series?
The reality of the situation.
Yeah, like,
this guy ain't getting it done.
I need help. Get me some more help. All right, 215-592-9494. Where do you come down with a little over 30 plus hours to go? MLB trade deadline tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. Do you care about the future? Does it matter to you, or are you all about the right now? I'm about the right now. Does the future of the Phillies matter to you? Yes or no? 60% voting yes. What, can we live for now? Can we live for today?
I think I made a very strong presentation.
Yeah, there it is.
About what it is.
Well, yeah,
people, some of those people remember that Odubel Herrera era. Say that fast like three times.
Odubel Herrera era. It's not easy. It was an error, the whole thing.
Error.
You know what's allowed? They are allowed to trade away prospects and just develop new prospects.
Yeah, they are.
The best teams do that.
They are, and most teams do. But I feel like, this is what I feel like. I feel like, especially if you're talking about two teams vying for the same guy, that Painter's name is being volleyed around quite a bit, and that's the move that they don't want to make.
I'm sure they don't.
You know, so because, and I think the reason they don't want to make it is because there was so much put into him before he got hurt.
They've waited.
And after he got hurt. And I think for them, you know, because I've always heard, like, pitching, always hard to find good pitching. And I feel like that's what most people want, and that's what they really don't want to give up.
I'm sure they don't, and I'm not, you know, banging the drum to trade away Andrew Painter. I'm just saying, you know, when it comes to the Millers and the Crawfords, and I would trade Painter for the right person. Like, Stephen Kwan's name is out there. But according to Jeff Passan, the Mets and the Phillies are after Stephen Kwan. And I saw John Heyman this morning say the Dodgers. If the Dodgers, Mets, and Phillies are all after him, and the Phillies can get him by saying, you could just have Andrew Painter, I would trade Andrew Painter for Stephen Kwan. He's one of the best players in baseball.
He's controllable, too.
Yes.
And he's a bat. Like, it's not like he's a relief pitcher.
27, too.
He's a star. I mean, he's a Glover.
Dave and John are listening right now, and you're telling them to hang on to these prospects?
I'm not telling them anything.
Yes, you are. They're listening.
I'm telling you what I think. I'm just telling you what I think is going to happen.
They might as well wear your Phillies uniform in here today. This is remarkable.
That's Joe DeCamera's thing.
Well, it is Joe DeCamera's thing. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Our Twitter question, of course, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. Rob in Overbrook is up on WIP. Hey, Rob.
Hey, Joe. What's going on? Hey, Hugh. What's up, man?
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. I got on about A.J. Brown when I get finished with the Phillies. I think he'll like this. But as far as you're saying, you know, first you were in on Mike Trout. I'm always hurt. You wanted that guy. Now you want some other. You know what?
Rob, before we criticize the Mike Trout thing, the Phillies have the worst outfield in baseball. The idea that people are against Mike Trout, that's fine. You could say he's always hurt and his contract is bad. We watch the worst outfield in baseball. So I'm not going to apologize for wanting a three-time MVP. Like, you want to keep watching the worst outfield in baseball? You keep watching it, Robbie. I want great players.
But if the guy's not playing, you still got the worst outfield.
Rob, 60 games of Mike Trout is better than 160 of Johan Rojas. Like, let's get real here.
Yeah, okay.
Right. Okay, go ahead. Now you go.
Yeah, and I'm with you as far as I'm getting, you know, mortgaging your future for right now. If these guys show up in the playoffs and play like they're supposed to play instead of choking every year, you wouldn't be.
They haven't choked every year. That's just not true.
People love to make excuses for Bryce Harper.
Did they choke in 2022 against a far superior team in the Astros? Did they choke?
I'm talking about Arizona and the Mets. That's what I'm talking about.
Arizona, they choked. I'm with you on that. I don't think they choked against the Mets. I think the Mets were better at that point.
They choked against the Mets, man. Didn't win it. You know, so I don't want to trade away the future. And it's like you said, oh, if they do it and they fail, you'll be okay. No, you won't. You'll be talking about how to trade away the future. But that's what talk radio is.
If they trade for a star player, I'm not going to criticize them.
and if they don't win, you'll be talking about it next year. That's what talk radio is. You guys just sit there.
Yep. So, Rob, we have to talk about what happened.
What is the point of this era of Phillies baseball if they're not going to try right now? What are we doing?
Attack the message.
You know what? I told Kyle, you got people calling in that can't put four quarters together and make a dollar. Talk about spending this billionaire's money because you want this.
We got Robin Overbrook, the smartest guy in the room, who criticizes Bryce Harper for the October issues we have around here, as if it's Harper's fault.
Well, he don't help.
He doesn't help? Have you watched three postseasons?
Yeah, I watched the big. I told you this before, Joe. There are big moments in a play, and Hugh knows this. He's an athlete. There are big moments in a playoff run, and then there's the biggest moment in the championship.
Yeah, right.
And you can have big moments on a playoff run, but if you don't have that big moment in the biggest moment, it's still a failure. You know. So, you know, tell me about what he did in the NLS and all that stuff, and he has some big moments. But
he has some great moments.
Yeah, some great moments. But when the time come to have the greatest moment, he didn't have it. Mm-hmm. So what can you say? What do you say about the guy? You know, you give him a pass, or you just blame it on the other guy. He wasn't hitting behind him, whatever. Yada yada yada. Or you just say the guy choked, and that's what it is. Don't be afraid to say Bryce Harper choked. Don't be afraid to say that because he choked, and it's okay.
Overall, he's been a brilliant October performer. I mean, like that's the truth.
Doesn't he have like the fourth highest OPS in baseball history in the postseason? All right. Well, yeah.
I give you that. I give you that. Okay. But at the greatest, biggest moment, he has not.
So you just want to. So what do you want to do? Just quit on the season? Like what is the point of all this?
The point of all this is I don't want to go back to right after 08 and 09 team. You know, we had all those years of. Being in purgatory, now you got to go out and get some mercenaries like Harper and Schwarber and those guys.
We already are here, Rob. This is we can't undo this. They already have made the team like this.
And that was Middleton's mistake because once you want to play, Yeah, listen, once you try to play like the Yankees, you better be the Yankees or the Dodgers.
Well, but hold on. Like but
then the Yankees won.
So hold on. Okay, but then keep going. Like, the Yankees and Dodgers don't stop and say, we're tapped out at the trade deadline. They go for it. Like, so.
Especially the Dodgers.
The
Dodgers always.
Yeah, I'm telling you right now, Middleton, I think he's tapped out. I don't think he wants to. You know, how much more money? How many more $300 million guys can you get and keep failing? And that's what probably what Middleton's saying to himself. You know, because Bryce Harper.
Well, then he's a fraud, too. If he's cutting off the spending, he's a fraud, too. He said he wants his bleeping trophy back. Go get it.
Well, he better go. You know, the only way he's going to get a trophy is he go buy one. He can go down to Johnston's and go get him a trophy. You know, he got enough money.
So
that's the only way he's going to get a trophy. Now, real quick, you. You know what? I was looking at that A.J. Brown press conference, and he was talking about how the passing game wasn't up to par last year. Remember that in the locker room?
Yeah, in the middle of the season. Yeah, last year December. Football.
It reminded me of the old lady on my block. You know, when the cops come, she down there talking to them. And, you know, she got the rag on her head, and she talking to the cops, and everybody on the block looking at it. Then when the cops leave, they say, what you doing? Would you say anything? You tell him? I ain't say nothing. They asked me a few questions, but, you know, he was definitely dry stitching. You know,
well, of course he was.
I'm glad we got to the bottom of that finally.
Wait, it's only July 30th. Rob, appreciate the phone call. I think we uncovered that last December, the minute it happened. But Rob's got it today. So.
You guys want to talk about what Jalen Hurts said about Nick Sirianni?
Not today. I mean, I do like talking about that stuff, but not today.
No, today is a different day.
I can't get into the head of the person who just shrugs their shoulders and says, I don't want to try anymore. Like, the Phillies have tried enough. No, they haven't. They haven't won.
I don't want to try anymore.
Well, that's the way Rob came off. I don't want to try anymore. I'm done investing in this team. Then what is the point of what they've done? Maybe this is my own thing. Like, if I've gone this far in doing something, don't you try to finish it the right way? It feels like if they don't push the next day or so, they're not going to put their best foot forward to finish this.
You know what this feels like to me, Joe?
What's that?
When I think about this. Is, okay, you like to use the analogy you pay for what you want.
Yeah.
Okay, say you go into the car dealership, right? And you negotiate a pretty good deal, but they say in order to take this car, you have to throw in, like, you got to get this $2,000, you know, warranty or whatever. It's mandatory, whatever. And you're sitting there and be like, okay, how bad do I really want this warranty?
Yep.
I mean, I get that. And for some people, that might be a little bit too much. You know, that might take it a little, even though you're right there or you feel like you're right there at the finish line, that price tag might be a little bit too hefty for you.
I understand. And look, the last 2 years, it's obviously been too hefty about for them. I mean, the Phillies haven't gone all in the last 2 years, and they've had the same players, right? They could have.
This is how I feel about this. I think that everybody felt good about the guys that they had, so it was easy to say, we're going to push all in. Because when you look at this roster, and I would say right now that when they went to the World Series, you could look at that as an overachievement.
They did that.
In a short period of time.
I agree.
And now they've adjusted, and they went back to the mean. Now it's like, okay, well, hey, you said you were going to push all in, and now it's like, I don't know about that. That's what it kind of feels like. But we'll see. We'll see, because what people are reporting, what people are saying – doesn't really line up to what you basically said about a week ago. But the reports are that, you know, everything's heating up. But that could also be one of those things where you want people to think it's heating up because you want to save face at the trade deadline.
You're totally right. I mean, yes, because they've been connected.
Luis Roberts. That's the one.
I think you could be right on that.
Can I get a bet on that? Because I've been, you know, I ain't been hitting none of these bets lately.
Well, we told you you were gonna cool off. You didn't believe us.
I'm gonna see if I can hit the. Because I feel strong about that. I feel like that's gonna
Luis
be the
Robert next team Phillies.
Yes.
Okay. Let me ask this. So you've been saying that. Are they also gonna get a big time relief pitcher? Because if they get a big time relief pitcher and then they get Luis Robert as the bat, I'm okay. But if Luis Robert is what they get, if he's the big acquisition and they don't really improve the bullpen.
When you say big time.
Like a guy that's like he's clearly their best relief pitcher. Like they go acquire.
You mean like the Mason kid, right?
Ooh, yeah,
Mason Miller.
You give me Mason Miller and Luis Robert, let's go win the World Series.
I mean, I'm just trying to get a gauge for who you think is a big name. So if we got Mason Miller and Luis Robert, you'd be okay with that.
I'm good. Cuz then you got me a certainty in the bullpen and then a wild card in the lineup. If Luis Robert's by far the best player they acquire, that's a little shaky. I mean, that because let's be real. He hasn't played well in a couple years. 215-592-9494. All right. Do you care about the future of the Phillies? I don't. I'm all in on the present. Finish this thing. Put your best foot forward. And if they overpay, they overpay. Tell Dave and John what you think. The time is now. 215-592-9494. All right. Plus, new evidence has emerged and surfaced regarding yesterday's tennis postponement decision. Have we found the true culprit?
Yes, Camarada.
Yeah, it might have been. Yesterday, we were very hard on Blue Jeans Lakin. Was it really Rod's fault, or are there more people at play here we have to blame? That's up next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.